would be interested in introducing a worse system instead of the one we've had at the moment that's given us very safe skies. Natalie in Fairfield, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just ringing in response to some of the people who signed in on Friday who shared their stories about people's mental illnesses.
Yep.
I work in an outreach position in the city of Boroondara with people who live in the rooming houses and the SRSs.
SRSs.
Supported Residential Services.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to talk about the terrible crisis in housing that we're having for people with mental illnesses. In the last 2 years, we've lost 170 beds in that area. And in the years prior, there were more that have gone. I don't know the actual statistics. And with the kind of increase in the land and the housing value, these private owners have found it more affordable to actually sell the properties rather than to continue to run them.
Yep.
And, of course...
But aren't others popping up when you lose 170 beds in Boroondara? Don't you find other people offering beds further out?
No, because the land value and the house value to actually purchase it and run it as a business is not profitable.
So what's changed to bring that about?
I think the increase in the land. Like, one rooming house in Kew sold for $2 million.
Yeah, I understand that the land values would be one of the business things that affects their decision, Natalie, but the ongoing costs, the amount of money provided by the government...
Absolutely.
Presumably that hasn't changed, so you'd go and look for a cheaper real estate and set up a rooming house somewhere where things don't cost as much.
You would if you had an interest in actually caring for people who are often very impoverished and marginalised in our community.
And it's not an easy sort of work to be in, I understand that.
No, and I just don't think there's an awareness of the crisis that's actually happening in front of us. It's also, I think some of them have closed with a combination that they were required to upgrade sprinklers and all of that additional stuff the government placed on them.
Right.
Some of them just couldn't afford to upgrade.
So we've lost some of the unsafe properties. Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, except that now we've got no properties.
Yes, which is not supposed to be the consequence of improving safety.
No. And so it just sort of, it's another piece to the picture of what people were talking about, how the whole system is in crisis.
Yep.
The system is in crisis, but the other problem is we just don't even have anywhere to house them. And I got rung by the police Friday night because they picked up a homeless man in the city of Boroondara, and they rang me and said, look, he wants to find housing, can you help us? And I rang 8 places, and they were the ones I could actually get hold of, and there were no beds, and it wasn't until I rang about the 12th place that I'd rung, I found a bed, and it was right over in Footscray. And by that time, this guy said, oh, look, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Interesting, Natalie, to get your first-hand account. I'm grateful to you. Thank you. Yeah. It helps fill in one of the gaps for us. Richard in Warrnambool. Morning, Richard.